Part 3, The Land of Moab. This family intended to visit, but not stay permanently in the land of Moab because there was a famine in their town of Bethlehem in the country of Judah. They had every intention of returning within a short period of time, yet this would not happen. The Moabites inhabited the land of Moab. An illegitimate child conceived in a relationship between Lot and one of his daughters started the nation of Moab. Moabites occupied the tableland east of the Dead Sea. It was the Moabites that hired the prophet Balaam to curse the people of God. God turned the curse into a blessing. God, through Joshua, instructed his true people to not seek their peace or prosperity forever. Deuteronomy 23, verses 4 through 6 tells us, "Because they met you not with bread and water in the way when you came forth out of Egypt, and because they hired against thee Balaam, the son of Beor of Pethor of Mesopotamia, to curse thee. Nevertheless, the Lord thy God would not hearken unto Balaam, but the Lord thy God turned the curse into a blessing unto thee, because the Lord thy God loved thee. Thou shalt not seek their peace nor their prosperity all thy days forever." When God was bringing his true believers from the wilderness to their promised land under Joshua's leadership, they had to pass the border of Moab. God instructed his true believers through Joshua not to fellowship under any circumstances with the Moabites. If they needed food or water, they were to pay for it. And after spending 40 years preparing for their habitation in the land he promised them, God definitely wanted no influence to pass from the Moabites to his children in the wilderness. Interestingly, while the Moabites called themselves Hebrews, they mixed this belief with other pagan religions. This included worshiping the god Chemosh by sacrificing children to him. Using Joshua, God instructed his rugged wilderness group to just pass by. God would not give them any of this Moabite land because he gave possession of it to the children of Lot. Deuteronomy 2, verses 8 and 9. "And when we passed by from our brethren, the children of Esau, which dwelt in Seir, through the way of plain from Elath and from Ezion-Geber, we turned and passed by the way of the children of Moab. And the Lord said unto me, Distress not the Moabites, neither contend with them in battle, for I will not give thee of their land for a possession, because I have given Ar unto the children of Lot for a possession." What incredible love! After all Moab had done to God's people, God still gave them possession of their own land. He has a place for everyone, for we are all part of his great plan.